A Celtic Christmas is going to be in South Florida this Thursday evening at the Bienes Center of the Arts at St. Thomas Aquinas in Fort Lauderdale. And on the phone with me is Thomasine Foley, who's in charge. Well, what is your role with the Celtic Christmas, Thomasine?
I am the MC of the show, and I am the storyteller.
And what is the A Celtic Christmas presentation?
The show is a recreation of a night before Christmas in a small farmhouse in the west of Ireland in the 1950s, in the days before the motor car or the television or the telephone, when the neighbors would all gather together before Christmas, and they would bring their musical instruments, and they would have a night of singing, dancing, music, and storytelling. And so the show is an attempt to recreate that night on stage in America.
Is this an experience of your childhood?
It is, yes. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the west of Ireland on a small farm in an area known as Tomplin Glanthorn, which is a small parish. And at the time that I was growing up, there was no television, no electricity, no running water. We still plowed with horses, and there was a very communal way of life, a way of life that had died out in most of the rest of Ireland, but survived in my part of the country right up until I was in my teens.
Are you from a musical family?
No, not at all. I'm from a family of storytellers, but all our neighbors were musical, and they would gather at our house, but we ourselves weren't, oddly enough.
Thomasine Foley is going to be in South Florida Thursday evening, a presentation of A Celtic Christmas at the Bienes Center of the Arts at St. Thomas Aquinas. How big is this program?
In terms of number of people on stage?
Yeah, I mean, are you traveling with a band?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So there is myself as storyteller, William Coulter on guitar, and he's our music director. And he has been in Celtic music for all his life and has a Grammy Award. Vocalist is Emer Arkins, who comes from the west of Ireland, County Clare, and she has represented Ireland all over the world as a cultural icon in China and Italy and Spain and just all over. She is a singer, a musician, a fiddle player, and a dancer. And as well as that, we have Brian Bigley, who plays the Éilean pipes, which are the Irish pipes, flute and whistle. Marcus Donnelly is our lead dancer. He's from Galway, has toured all over the world since he was 16. And we will have local dancers as well from the Fort Lauderdale area.
I'm familiar with William Coulter. His name is quite well known in Irish music circles, but I'm not familiar with Emer Arkin.
So it's Emer Arkins.
Emer Arkins.
Yeah, and she's a young woman. She's 22 or 3 or 4, somewhere in there, and she has been All-Ireland fiddle champion something like 10 years in a row since she was very young. She is a vocalist and a dancer.
So obviously she's new to this program. Are there a lot of people that come and go with the Celtic Christmas?
So there is a basic core of myself, William Coulter, and Brian Bigley. William has been with us for 23 years. Brian has been with the show, I would say, for about 10 years. And we change around everybody else just to keep the show fresh and new, and people bring in new ideas and new songs, new music.
The show has been touring now for over 20 years. Was this your brainchild?
It was my brainchild, yes. Yeah, I was living at the time, sort of temporarily, in Ashland, Oregon. And I started just by myself storytelling at the local library. And one night there happened to be somebody there from NPR who had a radio program at the time on NPR, and she asked me if I would come on that program. And so it kind of took off from there, and we built it over the years.
Are you surprised by its success?
I am completely astonished, because prior to this, I had lived a totally different life, nothing at all to do with the world of entertainment.
But you were a storyteller.
No, I wasn't. I mean, I wasn't in the professional sense. I suppose I was in the storytelling sense of telling stories to my friends. And I was married to an American woman, and I used to tell her these stories. And she actually was the person who signed me up at the local library at an open mic, because I had never even dreamt of telling these stories publicly and had never been on stage. And something tempted me to go and do it, and it kind of went on from there.
I'm on the phone with Thomasine Foley, whose A Celtic Christmas is going to be at the Bienes Center of the Arts at St. Thomas Aquinas in Fort Lauderdale, 2801 Southwest 12th Street. And information, you can call 866-468-3399. Well, how did you get the best musicians and dancers around for your program?
Oh, my, it's a long story. Mainly through meeting William Coulter at a storytelling event where he was playing guitar. And he was playing with a fiddler called Debbie Benton. And this was, 20 or more years ago. And that night I had a dream about working with Debbie Benton. And I called her and we talked about it. And she said, yeah, let's do it. And then I'll get William Coulter as well. And so once you have a name like William Coulter, it makes it much easier to get other people involved.
Do you know how hard it is for a band to tour and get the crowds and play the arenas that you have developed for this show?
I do, believe me. Yeah, I mean, it was. It's all kind of a mystery to me. I don't know why it happened, but it did, and I felt called to do it, and so here I am.
Well, congratulations. Do you have a CD that goes along with the program?
I do. I have two CDs. One is called A Celtic Christmas, and the other is called The Priest and the Acrobat. They're both storytelling CDs. But they have music from the show in them as well.
I know you tour all over the U.S. with A Celtic Christmas. Have you gone to Ireland and get the reaction back there?
No, I haven't actually. Ireland is such a small country. There are probably only a few venues that we could reasonably play at and expect to cover our costs. And so you haven't done that, and our agent doesn't seem to have any contacts in Ireland. But I'm hoping that one day we will do that. I would like to do that and see what the locals think of it all.
You have been back to Ireland, I assume.
Oh, I have, yeah. All my family, I'm one of seven, and all my family is still there, all my siblings, and our farm is still there. My oldest brother is on that farm, the same farm, with his seven children. So, yeah, I go back at least once a year, and sometimes more than that, depending on how busy I am.
Thomasine Foley, his A Celtic Christmas is playing this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Bienes Center of the Arts at St. Thomas Aquinas. And for tickets and information, you can call 866 866- 468-3399. Well, Thomas Sheen, thank you so much for taking time to talking to us.
Thank you, Michael. I'm really looking forward to being in Fort Lauderdale. We haven't been there before. We've been all over other parts of Florida, but not Fort Lauderdale, so I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.